The Pali word for meditation is bhavana. It means to develop. You're trying to develop the mind, develop the heart, because the word citta for mind also means heart. So you're working on qualities of heart and mind. And you start with a very simple exercise. Staying with the breath. Watch the breath as it comes in, watch it as it goes out. You can focus on any part of the body where you feel the movement of the breath, the movement of the body. Because the breath energy in the body is not just the air coming in and out of the lungs, but it's this movement of energy throughout the whole nervous system as you breathe in, as you breathe out. Causes the chest to rise and the abdomen to rise. And also has some more subtle effects on other parts of the body as well. So any places where you notice there are sensations that tell you now the breath is coming in, now the breath is going out, you focus on those sensations. And as you focus on them, don't clamp down on them. Allow them to have their freedom. Because as you get more and more familiar with the sensations, you begin to realize that they really do spread to affect the entire body. And if you clamp down on the sensations, it starts to block that energy flow and actually makes it more uncomfortable, more restricted, confining. So simply keep track of the fact now the breath is coming in, now the breath is going out. And let it come in and out with a sense of ease. As if every pore of the body were open, and the breath could come in and out from anywhere, so you don't have to pull it or push it. You don't want the breathing to be a laborious process. And you can pose a question in the mind, what kind of breathing would feel best right now? Do you want a soothing breath? Do you want an energizing breath? What does the body need? What would the mind like? Because one of the qualities you're trying to develop here is concentration, which is combined with mindfulness and insight. Some people think that concentration practice is different from insight practice, but as the Buddha pointed out, you need both stillness and insight in order to get the mind concentrated. And if you want to gain insight, the mind has to be solidly concentrated. So all these qualities go together. It's a unified practice. We're developing many qualities at once. And the first way to develop insight, the first question of insight is, where are you causing yourself unnecessary stress and how can you stop? And a very simple way of working on that question is to notice how you're breathing. In what areas of the body do you put unnecessary pressure on the breath? In what ways do you squeeze the breath out when it goes out, which is not necessary? Or what ways do you make the breath either too short or too long? Pay some careful attention to the breath. Give it your whole mind, give it your whole heart. Something you're really interested in and something you really want to learn about. It's not just a dry intellectual exercise. It involves your whole dedication. That's the heart element here. That you realize that there's so much suffering in life. And who are you going to blame? You could blame the economy. You could blame the political system. But even in the ideal economy, the ideal political system, people would still suffer. There would still be suffering in your mind. And that's what we're here to work on, the unnecessary suffering that the mind causes itself. So that's what we're here to learn, here to investigate, to learn how we're creating unnecessary suffering, unnecessary stress. Even in simple things like the way we breathe. In Dependent Core Arising, the Buddha says, from ignorance comes fabrication. Fabrication is the way the mind orders its experience and interprets its experience and shapes its experience from the raw data it gets. And the three kinds of fabrication, there's physical, there's verbal, and there's mental. Physical fabrication is the breath, the intentional aspect of the breath. If we do that in ignorance, we're going to cause ourselves unnecessary suffering and stress right there at the beginning of the causal process. So here instead, we focus knowledge on the process. Be aware, fully aware of the breath. And the second kind of fabrication, verbal fabrication, is the internal verbal fabrication, the way the mind talks to itself. And again, we tend to do this in a lot of ignorance. The mind just chatters away about all kinds of stuff. Yesterday, tomorrow, last week, next week, last month, next month. This person, that person, over here, over there. If you were to draw a map of where your mind was chattering in the course of the day, it would be all over the place. So we're going to bring some awareness to that process as well. And here we apply it to the breath. If you're going to talk about something in the mind, talk about the breath. How's the breath doing? Does it feel right? Where could it feel better? And once it feels good, how can you maximize that pleasure? Because for the mind to settle down and be really still, it has to have a sense of ease and well-being. So when you notice that the breath feels good, think of the breath energy spreading from that comfortable sensation and allowing it to flow around different parts of the body. And in this way, you're also bringing awareness to mental fabrication, the things that fabricate your mind or your perceptions and feelings of pleasure or pain, or neither pleasure nor pain. So you're holding on to the perception of breath. Every aspect of the body can be perceived as a kind of breath energy. There's a breath side to all the parts of your body. Because there's got to be an energy in there, otherwise you wouldn't be able to move your leg or move your arm. Everything would go dead. So there is energy there already, so look at it from that side. Instead of thinking of your arm as solid, think of it as energy. Focus on that aspect of your arm, that aspect of your leg, the head, the feet, the different parts of your torso. And that way the comfortable breath energy can fill the whole body. And this way you're developing right concentration, which the Buddha once said is the heart of the path. Because you're bringing awareness to physical fabrication, the breath, verbal fabrication, your thoughts and thinking about the breath and evaluating the breath, and the mental fabrication, the feeling of ease that comes from the breath, together with a perception that stays with the energy aspect of your body. As you can do this, it helps to eliminate a lot of the dis-ease and burdensomeness that the mind tends to place, both on the body and on itself. At the same time, you're providing your heart with what it wants. It wants some pleasure and ease in the present moment. So you give it some. The Buddhist path is not meant to be a eat-your-peas kind of path. It's meant to provide you with pleasure, ease, well-being. Because when insight comes, it's going to start questioning a lot of things that you've been holding on to, a lot of habits you've had for a long time. And a lot of insight basically comes down to seeing ways in which you've been willfully stupid, willfully ignorant, willfully insensitive. And it's not a pleasant message. So you have to put the mind in the right mood to, one, see this. Excuse me, it's in the right position to see this by being still, and in the right mood to admit the truth. of ways in which you've caused yourself and other people unnecessary suffering. In other words, you're preparing both the heart and the mind for insight. But as I said, it's not the case that you wait until the mind is fully concentrated to get some insight. You need a certain amount of insight into what the process is, why you're meditating, what ways of breathing are more comfortable than others, how you can use the breath. These are all aspects of insight as well that get you into the concentration. So you're working on a range of qualities here, both the stillness and the insight, concentration, the discernment, mindfulness, a sense of well-being. All of these things should come together. But fortunately, you don't have to think about all of them all the time. You just think about the breath and pose those questions in the mind. What kind of breathing would feel good right now? When it does feel good, how can I maintain that sense of ease? Just be still with it and let it spread. If it doesn't feel good, what can you do to make it more comfortable? Because nobody's forcing you to breathe in an uncomfortable way. Try to expand your ideas about how the body can breathe, how the body is affected by the breath. And you find that there are a lot more possibilities here than you might have imagined. So in this way, both the heart and the mind are trained, given a good solid place to stay, so that one, from that solid place, you can see things clearly. The same way that when a scientist sets up an experiment, you have to put the experimental equipment on a good solid table or in a good solid place. It doesn't move around a lot. If it moves around a lot, the measurements are going to be worthless. But if the table is solid, again, this, you're more likely to get precise measurements. You can see things more clearly when you stand still. At the same time with the heart, when it has a sense of ease and well-being, it's more willing to admit that, yeah, I have caused suffering, and it wasn't necessary, but I can change my ways. In the same way that it's a lot easier to speak to someone when they're well-fed, well-rested, than when they're hungry and tired. So for both of these reasons, try to get the mind as still and as settled as possible with the breath. So you can see more clearly what's going on. In particular, you can apply principles of what's called appropriate attention, i.e. asking, where is the suffering, where is the stress right here? Where is it unnecessary? What's causing it? How can those causes be changed? It's in this way that the meditation leads to the end of suffering. But it doesn't save all of its pleasure and goodness for the end. An important part of the practice is learning how to create this sense of well-being, maintain it. That's the heart of the path. The other factors, the Buddha said, are requisites for that. And then things that can build on that. But make sure the heart is healthy and strong. And then everything else will fall in line.